Coburg Police Chief Paul Vandegraaff is renewing calls for bail reform after an officer was allegedly injured during a recent arrest. Officers were on patrol Sunday evening when they allegedly observed a person wanted on a bench warrant. In attempting to make that arrest, authorities claim one officer began exhibiting signs consistent with an opioid exposure. A second officer on the scene immediately administered naloxone, and that officer was transported to hospital for treatment.
On Sunday, one of our officers was exposed to fentanyl during an arrest. Thanks to the swift response of the platoon on duty, Narcan was administered and the officer was transported to hospital. This incident is a stark reminder of the unpredictable risks our officers face daily and the strength of our emergency response network from our team to paramedics, fire services, to hospital staff.
Vandegraaff joins other police chiefs and provincial leaders in calling for meaningful action on bail reform.
Collectively, police leaders across Ontario recognize the charter right to reasonable bail and presumption of innocence. However, any system of reasonable bail must also consider public safety. Police leaders across Ontario continue to agree that at this point, the balance is not set. The current system often places frontline officers in the difficult positions and undermines public confidence as continually the public don't know who's responsible for people not being held accountable in the bail system.
The Doug Ford government sent a letter to Ottawa requesting changes. It proposed mandatory minimum sentences for serious offenses, removing bail options for people accused of intimate partner violence, murder, some drug crimes, human trafficking, and violent carjackings. Ford says on social media that tougher bail is required to keep the community safer. The federal government, in recognition of bail reform, is set to table a bill in the House of Commons in October. Vandegraaff said the injured officer has been released from hospital and is expected to make a full recovery. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.